Changes to the retirement age and maximum recruitment age for military personnel come into effect from today. Thornarstadt Minister for Defence Micheál Martin has announced that the changes will also apply to the reserve defence forces to bring them into line with recently announced changes for the Permanent Defence Force, the PDF. We've been talking to Lieutenant Colonel Ian Conlon of the Army Reserve about today's changes.
The rationale for this is basically for the reservists to get in line with our PDF colleagues. And as Ireland, like every other country, basically is facing, we say, shortage of specialists and shortage of personnel, that effectively this means that we're not going to basically have to ask people who are reaching a younger age to actually leave the organisation. And indeed, having the higher recruitment age will mean that we can attract an older applicant who in the past may have not maybe considered a career in either the Permanent or the Reserve Defence Force.
And in particular, have the Defence Forces struggled to recruit people to the Reserve?
No, in one sense, like currently we have a recruitment competition ongoing at the moment, and we're getting good numbers for that. One of the things that I suppose a lot of, we'll say, Western militaries, not just our own, are suffering at the moment is basically, we'll say, a lack of people considering the military as a career option, whether into either as a full-time occupation or indeed as a reserve occupation.
So we again are
working towards making efforts like this to make it more attractive for people to join.
So specifically then, what are the opportunities in the Reserve Defence Forces for people who might give it some consideration?
Okay, well, there's an awful lot of opportunities. And one of the big things when you look at what kind of reserve, what kind of person are we looking to join the reserve, that effectively we're looking at basically it's open to everybody. We want basically a reserve that represents, you know, the current Ireland, the modern Ireland, and people from all communities. And it's a great opportunity to learn new skills, travel, you know, and from a fitness. And also the big thing that we speak about basically is camaraderie, where you can basically meet friends, which you will have for the rest of your life, and basically work as part of a big team.
And if you sign up, what do you do? What's the commitment?
Okay, so initially you sign up for an initial period, and effectively when you sign up, you would have to do a level of basic training. Now, this training is modular in its nature, so it means that it's either done at weekends or it's done periods of full-time training, which none of them are longer than 14 days. Mm-hmm. We can also use modern, we'll say, methods of training now, which would be, we'll say, online training, etc. as well. But initially when you join, you would be expected in order to do your basic training that you would have to basically spend sort of a time in a military location garnering the basic skills that are required to operate in the military.
What kind of things do you learn? I mean, is it weapons training, or are you learning about tactics? What does a modern reserve defence forces member do?
Well, if you look at the tasks that that the reserve are assigned, they're exactly the same as the PDF, so which is the Permanent Defence Forces. And effectively, the reservist, when they are trained, they have to augment and support the PDF if and when required. And if the training that's required for that is military skills, they are all covered on that. And even things like, we'd say, foot drill, navigation, tacticals, weapons, etc. And this is all done in a training environment, which basically instills leadership, teamwork, etc. in all the individuals. So yes, it's definitely training that can be challenging, but is most definitely rewarding.
And this could be somebody who's enlisting as a private soldier, an NCO or an officer. And are there opportunities in all three branches, in the Army, the Naval Service and the Air Corps?
Yes, so currently the way the reserve is organised, we currently only have an Army and a Naval Reserve. We have the Commission on Defence report, which your listeners would have heard about, and basically one of the recommendations from that, which will be implemented, will be the development, but it's currently at an exploratory stage, of an Air Force Reserve. And that will have minimum 200 people in that. And again, the people who will join that will be basically supporting the PDF colleagues as the Army and Naval Service Reserve currently do.
And that's Lieutenant Colonel Ian Conlon of the Army Reserve.